found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Hello everyone, and welcome to Postcards from Home. This is an audio series where Jenny and I are going to dig through our old postcards, give a little history about the place that's on the postcard, tell related stories about things that are on the postcard and maybe things that are written on the back, those postcards that have things written on the back. And then at the end of the show, we're going to mail that postcard to some lucky person. So at this time, I'd like to introduce my lovely wife, Jenny, who is my co-host on the series. Jenny, say hello to everybody.
Hello, Cyber World.
Cyber World? You imagining a bunch of robots out there? Something?
No, technology world.
People listening on the internet.
Internet world. The World Wide Web.
Okay.
Thaddeus, are you listening in India?
We hope
Molly,
you are.
Molly, are you listening in Ecuador? Zeke.
Thank you for calling those people out. Hopefully they'll send us emails and we can read their emails on future shows. Jenny, why don't you describe to us what's on our very first postcard on our very first show?
Well, it's an old postcard. It looks like possibly from the 1950s or 1960s. And it says, "Howdy from Painted Desert, Arizona." And it has a picture of, I guess, what's supposed to be the Painted Desert, but it looks like the Grand Canyon, and a Native American Indian in the lower right-hand corner.
What's that Native American Indian? What's he wearing, if anything?
Looks like he's wearing breeches, probably made out of leather. And then he has feathers all over his arms and chest, and a feather around his head, and like a headband.
Okay. Is there a horse feathers in the picture anywhere?
No.
All right. So he's probably
just the Indian standing on the ground looking at the beautiful Painted Desert.
Does he look like a real Indian?
No, he's painted.
He's part of the desert. All right. Well, because I said we would do this, Jenny's going to give us a little history about the Painted Desert. This is this comes to us from Wikipedia. Thank you, all the good folks at Wikipedia.
The Painted Desert is a United States desert of badlands in the Four Corners area from the Grand Canyon National Park into the Petrified Forest National Park. Much of the area within the Petrified Forest National Park is protected as the Petrified Forest National Wilderness Area. Much of the Painted Desert region is within the Navajo Nation. Navajo and Hopi have lived in the region for at least 500 and 1,000 years, respectively.
Yeah, I don't know if they, when I read that on the Wikipedia, if that meant anywhere between 500 and 1,000 years, or it almost sounds like
I think the Navajo have lived there at least 500 years, and the Hopi have lived there
for
1,000
years. Okay.
The way it says, respectively.
Thank you for clearing that up. I didn't put that together.
That's thanks to my sister, Elizabeth.
Hey, maybe she's listening to this, too.
Hello.
Hello, Elizabeth. And Gary, if you're taking a break from work to listen to our humble little show. Now for some related stories about the Painted Desert or nearby area. You read that this was close to the Four Corners area, which, as we all know, or hopefully people know, that is the Four Corners of what states, Jenny?
Arizona, Utah,
Colorado, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't your family drive through?
I don't know if I've ever.
Painted Desert.
Well, we drove past a sign for the Painted Desert. My family would make trips across the desert from California to southwest Missouri, where my mother's family lives. And I remember we would drive past a sign that would say Painted Desert, this exit, but we were trying to make good time so we wouldn't ever stop. I don't actually, Mom and Dad could probably correct me on this, but all I remember is Mom saying, "Hey kids, look out the window, there's the Painted Desert." Or it could have been the Petrified Forest for all I know. But Yeah, I don't remember actually driving through the Painted Desert.
Well, and just as a side note on the postcard, about the postcard, is most postcards have something written on the back of them, or the part that you write on, about the picture on the front, but this one's totally blank. So you have to go just from the picture of the Indian and the Painted Desert and the phrase.
Well, now, it does
say... from Painted Desert, it does, Arizona.
It does say published and distributed by Bob Pedley out of Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe Bob was running on a tight budget, and you know.
Possibly.
And this postcard, if you look in the lower right-hand corner, says "Made in USA."
Oh my gosh!
As we know, in
those
the year
were the days.
2013, not everything has that "Made in USA" stamp. Hey, Jenny's got a really cool story about her brother Steve and the Four Corners, where the four states all come together. I'm going to let her tell the story.
Well, my brother Steve, when he was a young man, I think made a trip to the Southwest with several of his buddies. And, you know, they were young and poor. And so... anyway, they had their sleeping bags, and they decided to spend the night at Four Corners. So they laid their sleeping bags down so that they were sleeping in four different states.
That was something they'd actually thought out ahead of time?
I don't know. I am about 16 years younger than my brother, and I wasn't on the trip.
But he's told this story like...
You probably know this story better than I do.
I don't know the leading up to part. I thought you... Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, I think as the story goes, when the sun came up, they woke up and there were tourists at the Four Corners just kind of staring down at them.
Well, the way Steve said... He was sprawled out. I don't remember the other buddies even being close by. Steve was actually laying, his body was in all four corners.
And, correct.
And he was waking up to these tourists who were like just looking down at him like, what is this guy doing sleeping in all four states? And I just imagine your brother looking kind of disheveled and oily haired.
Yeah, and he had a beard.
He still has a beard.
Yeah, he looks best with a beard. We love Steve with his beard. But his beard is trimmed. And
compared to another brother.
Compared to my mountain man brother, Tim.
Hey, just so people are reminded, the reason why we're talking about Jenny's family here is because pretty much all of these postcards we have right now are from Jenny's side of the family. Her parents collected them. I think they intended to mail
mainly
some
my
of them.
Mother collected them.
Your mom collected them, yeah, because your dad wouldn't have collected postcards. But I think it's kind of cool that some of these postcards are blank, so obviously they were meant to be mailed at some point, but they just, that never happened.
Right, and some even belong to my grandmother, who died when I was 10.
Yeah.
And then my mom, I'm sure, split them up with her sister, my Aunt Grace.
But I'm just very, very fortunate and thankful that your folks let me take these postcards.
My family was thankful that they left my parents' living quarters.
And now we're going to redistribute these postcards.
Yes.
One at a time.
Who is going to be the lucky winner of receiving this
Who
postcard,
will it
Dave?
Be? Maybe it'll be you. We will go through our address book and pick someone at random, or maybe someone that we think out ahead of time, but someone will be the
this
lucky...
This week will be random.
The lucky recipient. My name is Dave.
And this is his lovely wife of almost 25 years, Jennifer, also known as Jenny.
And this has been Postcards from Home. We hope that you'll listen again. You can find this show on davidcedillo.com and hopefully in the future on iTunes, although not right now. But yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.